that was a car loaded by the Colegio World Health Organization, which was going to take vaccine in order to vaccinate the under 5 years in Rubin North. On the way before reaching to Malek yesterday, the car was ambushed by the criminals, unknown gunmen. And this incident involved the death. Three people were killed inside the vehicle, and four persons wounded. From there, some youth came and intervened to follow the attackers, and then started another fire where they killed about two people from North in the process when they were expelled, yesterday, and two others wounded.
Okay, two people killed again and two others wounded.
Yeah, from that separate incident.
That happened around Malek?
Between Langchuk and Malek.
Ah, Langchuk, okay, Langchuk and Malek. What happened now to the vaccines and the operation? Did they continue or they returned?
There was no other possibilities where the car could go, because when they were attacked, one of them went and called Ministry of Health. The police went with the vehicle, and then they were escorted back. They came back yesterday with the two dead bodies and four wounded. And in fact, one of the ladies passed away yesterday in the hospital. So there was no any movement to Rumbeng North. All of them have come back.
This thing has been continuing like that and since the beginning of the year. Do you have an idea how many people have been killed so far or injured so far?
In fact, this is something which has been happening since last year, 2020, and up to January. In fact, we have really condemned this barbaric act which used to happen between Rumbeng North and Rumbeng Center here. So people who have been killed reach up to 13 people from January up to now.
The suspects are from the same Lakes State or from a different county, because this is Rumbeng North, Rumbeng Center. Which county are they coming from?
The suspect mainly from Chuebet County, known as the Fang Gog State.
Was there any conflict between the people of Rumbeng North and people of Chuebet recently?
Nothing at all. There was no conflict. What happened, these people used to come and ambush the vehicles and the motorbikes. Even anybody who is traveling on his own, they used to attack them. So there was nothing. There was no conflict which happened. Only that the suspect, these people are Pakam, who are getting from that side.
Now, if that is the situation, why do people travel without protection?
In fact, yesterday there was a protection. The two policemen were there. Even one of the people who was killed was a policeman. So they were just traveling at Rumbeng North. Two of them were policemen, and one of them was killed, and one came back with a vehicle.
What is your demand, and how do you want this problem of ambushing on the roads to be resolved?
Our immediate demand is to disarm Lagos State in general, and then also to deploy enough forces along the hot spot between Rumbeng North and Rumbeng Center. And after the peace should be started between people of Chuebet and people of Rumbeng North, because they are the same community. They have intermarriages among themselves, and we don't know why they are killing themselves day and night. So this is our demand.